One of the people who died on September 11th was 69-year-old Max Bielke, a retired Vietnam veteran who was in the Pentagon the morning of September 11th. Bielke was officially recognized as the last U.S. combat soldier to leave Vietnam. As Nick Spicer reports, the Vietnamese officer who bid him farewell now wishes they could have met again.
La Courneuve, a gritty suburb north of Paris, lies under the flight path of Charles de Gaulle Airport. In a small ground floor apartment near the commuter train station lives Bui Tin. He went into exile 10 years ago and was later granted political refugee status by the French government. Tin broke with the communist regime in Vietnam after a long and illustrious career as a military officer, journalist, and member of the party leadership. He joined the communists in 1945, fought the French with Ho Chi Minh, and later the Americans. Now, the events of September the 11th are making him look back on another event which left a big impression on him.
And in this there, the interesting photo.
Tin finds the grainy picture reprinted in one of his own books. It is March 29, 1973. The place, Saigon's Tan Son Nhut Airport. North Vietnamese officers have been allowed into South Vietnam to oversee the pullout of American combat troops, as required by the Paris Peace Accords. Tin, smiling in his uniform, reaches out to an American soldier on the airport runway and says he hopes to see him again one day.
I expect his name. Your name, sir. You are native in Minnesota. His rank of sergeant. And I hope you will return as a tourist.
Bielke was officially listed by the Pentagon as the last combat soldier to leave Vietnam. Support troops, however, remained until the fall of Saigon in 1975. That day at the airport, Tin gave Bielke a painting on a bamboo scroll as a memento. He remembers Bielke now as courageous and dignified in front of the TV cameras.
And he smiled. And I see he's very, very excited because he's the last man alive to return home with his parents.
Tin says his work as a dissident and author has taken him to the U.S. many times over the past decade, and he says he's often looked for but could not find the former enemy soldier, Max Bielke. It was only after September the 11th that he found out where the retired master sergeant was, working at the Pentagon to help fellow vets.
He devoted his life for Vietnam veterans. And so I think if I had the opportunity to talk with him, we certainly become very, very close friends.
Tin says all he can do now is meet with Bielke's family to express his condolences. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.